Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, They're Coming for You, How Deep State Spies, NGOs, and Woke Corporations Plan to Push You Out of the Economy, is a political nonfiction book by Jason Chaffetz, a former U.S. congressman and former chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. The book argues that modern power in the United States is increasingly exercised through the combination of government agencies, activist nonprofits, and large corporations, especially those that control or exploit personal data. Rather than treating surveillance as a narrow law enforcement issue, Chaffetz presents it as a broader system that can shape speech, political participation, employment, banking access, and consumer choices. The book is written as a warning about privacy erosion, administrative overreach, and the quiet normalization of data-driven control. It also proposes reforms aimed at restoring transparency, warrants, and public oversight. Its purpose is less to describe a single scandal than to connect many examples into one overarching critique of how data can be used to exclude people from economic and civic life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames personal data as the new instrument of political power. A central idea in the book is that personal data is no longer just a commercial asset or a byproduct of digital life. Chaffetz treats it as a tool of political leverage. In his account, whoever controls the information people generate through phones, apps, location services, purchases, and online activity can map behavior, infer beliefs, and identify pressure points. That matters because power in a data-rich environment does not always require open censorship or formal punishment. It can work more quietly through selective access, profiling, and exclusion. The book argues that this shift changes the meaning of privacy itself. Privacy is not only about embarrassment or secrecy, but about whether institutions can assemble a dossier that affects your ability to participate freely in society. This framing helps explain why Chaffetz treats data brokerage, government access, and corporate tracking as interconnected rather than separate problems. Secondly, government agencies are criticized for bypassing constitutional safeguards through purchased or shared data. The book devotes significant attention to the claim that federal agencies often obtain information through indirect channels instead of traditional warrant-based methods. Rather than asking courts for access, agencies may purchase data from brokers or rely on legal gray areas created by modern digital ecosystems. Chaffetz uses this issue to argue that constitutional protections can be weakened without being formally repealed. The practical concern is not only that surveillance exists, but that it is easier to expand when accountability is fragmented across contractors, brokers, and agencies. This approach allows the state to build a picture of citizens while avoiding the scrutiny that normally comes with direct collection. The book presents this as a structural problem, because once agencies can buy access to data that they could not easily obtain through a warrant, the incentives move toward routine surveillance. In that sense, the issue is about process as much as content. How data is gathered determines how limited or intrusive government power becomes. Thirdly, NGOs and advocacy networks are presented as force multipliers for institutional influence. Another major theme is the role of non-governmental organizations in translating political goals into pressure campaigns, policy research, and reputational attacks. In the book's framework, NGOs are not merely civic actors with independent viewpoints. They can also function as intermediaries that give partisan objectives a more neutral public face. Chaffetz argues that this is one reason the system he describes is so difficult to monitor. A government agency may be constrained by law, but a nonprofit can often circulate reports, shape narratives, and coordinate pressure in ways that are harder to trace. When those organizations are aligned with corporate or bureaucratic partners, the effect is amplified. The result is a layered system of influence in which formal institutions and outside groups reinforce one another. This theme is important because it moves the book beyond simple government criticism and toward a broader analysis of how legitimacy is manufactured in modern political ecosystems. Fourthly, corporate compliance is shown as the mechanism that turns surveillance into economic exclusion. The book's title reflects its most practical warning: data control can move beyond observation and become a form of economic punishment. Chaffetz argues that corporations, especially in technology, finance, and platform services, are the institutions that often convert information into action. They can restrict accounts, downgrade visibility, deny service, or make participation more difficult without the public procedures associated with government sanctions. This is where the book's concern about woke corporations becomes central. The argument is not simply that companies hold strong views, but that they may implement political or reputational priorities at scale using data systems that are opaque to ordinary customers. Once corporate policy and surveillance data are linked, exclusion can happen through ordinary business decisions that are difficult to challenge. The book suggests that this creates a modern blacklist effect. People may not be formally punished by law, but they can still be pushed out of the economic mainstream through private systems that mirror public coercion. Lastly, the proposed remedies focus on oversight, warrants, transparency, and decentralization. Chaffetz does not stop at diagnosis. He outlines reforms intended to reduce the power of the surveillance and control ecosystem. The most consistent remedies include stronger Inspector General oversight, more aggressive freedom of information enforcement, warrant requirements for sensitive data access, and legislative limits on agency use of brokered information. He also argues for ending government involvement in election-related mobilization that depends on opaque data channels, because such activity blurs the line between public administration and political campaigning. Another recurring idea is decentralization, meaning a reduction in the concentration of authority inside large federal bureaucracies. The book presents these reforms as practical guardrails rather than abstract ideals. Their goal is to make it harder for institutions to act invisibly and easier for citizens, courts, and legislators to see how data is used. This emphasis on institutional design distinguishes the book from more general privacy commentary because it links civil liberty concerns to specific governance mechanisms. In conclusion, They're Coming For You will be most useful for readers interested in privacy, surveillance, administrative power, election integrity, and the political use of data. It is especially relevant for policymakers, journalists, legal observers, technology critics, and general readers who want a forceful critique of how information flows between government, nonprofits, and corporations. The practical benefit of the book is that it encourages readers to think in systems rather than isolated scandals. Data collection, narrative shaping, and economic exclusion are treated as parts of one larger structure. Intellectually, it offers a clear example of how contemporary political arguments are built around infrastructure, not just ideology, compared with many books in the same genre. It stands out for tying together constitutional concerns, platform governance, and corporate enforcement into a single warning about a data-driven blacklist economy. Whether or not a reader agrees with every claim or the book's partisan framing, it provides a strong lens for understanding why modern privacy debates are inseparable from questions of power, access, and democratic accountability. If you would like to support Jason Chaffetz, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.